At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Covering the sports betting landscape from coast to coast, this is Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard and Josh Applebaum on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, here we go. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into the program. It's Betting Across America, and we are presented by BetMGM. I'm Mike Pritchard, one half of the hosting team today. The other half is Across America out there in Boston. Josh, as we welcome you in, a big, big news day. Good afternoon to you, and are you ready to get after it today?
I'm always ready to get after a Pritch. You know me, but you are right. Today's a bigger day than usual. We got to talk about Deshaun Watson. Finally, some closure here. We see the 11-game suspension coming down, so a lot of thoughts on how to attack the Browns win total and some other teams along that vein. Really excited to talk to Randy Mueller, your guy, Pritch, and I'm going to ask him, what's up with Tom Brady? Is Tom Brady okay? I'm getting worried about TB12. We got a lot of day baseball. We have an NFL preseason game tonight, WNBA playoffs. But Pritch, real quick before we dive into everything, congratulations to all our friends in the great state of Kansas, because some great news just came out today. Kansas is going to launch a soft opening of legalized sports betting September 1st at noon. They're going to have their full opening September 8th, and that'll be right before the NFL season opener there. So it's great news. This is the first state to go live in the year 2022. What's really cool is this is the quickest turnaround of any state, Pritch, from when they pass a bill to when they go live, only 81 days since when the governor signed the bill to the September 8th, and that would be a really quick turnaround. So for me in Massachusetts, this gets me pumped, Pritch, because hopefully I won't have to wait until the Super Bowl. Hopefully we get something in Mass, you know, maybe around, I don't know, late November, December, something like that. I know people in Missouri are upset because Missouri and Kansas were kind of battling who would legalize first. Kansas won that battle, so a lot of Missourians and Kansas City people will have to go to, you know, Kansas to place their bets. But Pritch, this is big. We're going to have Kansas going live. Ohio goes live on January 1st. Mm-hmm. Massachusetts somewhere in between. So welcome to the party, Kansas. You can now bet on the Jayhawks this year legally.
Yeah, Betting Across America continues, right? I mean, when legislatures, when they talk about the immense economic benefit, it's just a matter of time. I think when you hear comments or statements like that emanating from government officials in each state. So let's get to the news. So Deshaun Watson all over the place right now because they came to a settlement. Josh, the NFL and NFLPA reached an agreement on 11-game suspension for Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. The settlement also includes a fine of $5 million and also mandatory treatment is in that settlement. I think the league really is conscious about Deshaun Watson and his compliance with professional evaluation and treatment plan. That's part of the settlement to avoid probably a harsher punishment that he could have received from Peter Harvey, the designee from the National Football League.
Yeah, so Pritch, to me, it seems like they kind of split the difference here. Remember that that first arbitrator, or you know, former U.S. attorney, I believe, said, hey, 6 games. And then Roger Goodell says, okay, that's a little bit low. Let's go for a year. So they end up with 11 games here. I think just as bettors, we're just glad this thing is over, Pritch, because this has been just a monkey wrench into all the bets that we're trying to make pretty much all summer. We didn't know what the win total would be. Well, we have some clarity now. Yeah. Books just released on the news that Watson will miss 11 games. Ironically, Pritch, he comes back Sunday, December 4th against Houston, his former team, in week 13. But the win total is 8.5. And it's really important to me, the juice with this win total, because at both DraftKings and BetMGM, it's 8.5. Under minus 145 BetMGM, 8.5 under minus 135 DraftKings. So, you know, you look at the schedule, the first 11 games that he's going to miss, pretty tough schedule in general. I'm excited, Pritch, because my over Patriots 8.5 in week 6, I think they have a better shot at winning that game now with Deshaun Watson out. But even when he comes back, you got a bunch of divisional games. Mm-hmm. So to me, I know with Watson, as a Cleveland Browns fan, or, you know, if you want to bet on the Browns, obviously you're glad that he's going to be able to play this year. We thought maybe we wouldn't even see him at all. But I think the excitement of Watson is really tempered by this really juiced up under win total. So I'm looking at the schedule, Pritch. You know, I know there are winnable games early. I think the schedule gets more difficult later on. I'm looking at that under 8.5. To me, it's an 8-9 team. And when you're missing 11 games, even when he comes back after a year and a half off, I think it's a tough task here. So I'm looking at the under 8.5 with Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking for betting angles, and certainly you're going to see how the Cleveland Browns are playing at that point. I mean, if Jacoby Brissett, who's a starter right now, if he plays well, who knows about that roster and how well the Cleveland Browns can play. I mean, looking around at some numbers, too, BetMGM, just looking at the AFC North, you had the Ravens at plus 155. You got the Bengals to win this division, plus 180, and the Browns plus 325. So, I mean, as a bettor, you know, that number is a little bit different right there. But the Browns, whether Deshaun Watson comes back and he's playing well, which I think is going to be hard to do, that long of a layoff, and then that time of the calendar year to play at that level. Like, the train has left the station. Deshaun Watson is going to be running after that thing, trying to catch up to everybody else in the league. I don't care how good Deshaun Watson is. That's going to be hard to do. Any chance that you'd be inclined, though, as the odds have changed a little bit here for the Browns in that division?
So I think the thought is, hey, do you want to buy low and take Browns plus 330? Like, you know, I'm looking at it from the negative perspective here of thinking, hey, he's going to miss 11 games. Brissett, he's a good backup, in my opinion. I don't know if he can really hack it as a starter. Mm-hmm. There's also the Jimmy G question. You know, will Jimmy G make a move, or will the Browns make a move to bring him in? Although, you talk about the train leaving the station, Pritch, we're on to week 2 NFL preseason. Right. That'd be tough to kind of come in now, take over a new team after you were rehabbing an injury. Mm-hmm. So I think that if they were going to make a play on Jimmy G, you should have done that, you know, weeks ago or months ago. But I don't really see too much value in buying low on the plus 325, Pritch. You know, my angle would be Ravens and Bengals here. They're over win total. They're both 9.5, juiced up over. I think that's a big benefit to them. The Steelers, I'm not expecting them to win that division, but I really like that over 7.5. We talked about that yesterday, Pritch. I was hoping that a couple of these teams would have both their games before Watson was able to return, but it's split right down the middle. They'll play 3 times before he is able to play and 3 times after. I think with the Browns, the idea is, do they tread water? Let's take a positive angle, Pritch. 11 games, can you go, 4-7, 5-6, and be around 500, and then Watson takes over and maybe a sneak into a wild card spot? That could be in the cards. I'd really pay attention to their adjusted win total, how they're playing. And if they're doing well without him, and you expect him to come back and play well, maybe you can buy low on a pretty good futures number with Cleveland.
Well, think about how excited the Bengals are right now. I mean, Joe Burrow missed some time, but he's back. And think about that roster. They were in the Super Bowl last year, right? Think about the Steelers, too. A lot of excitement about the young players in Canada, you know, in terms of an offensive coordinator, a new quarterback. Now, to be determined who's going to be the quarterback, is tracking towards Trubisky. And then Ravens, right, with Lamar Jackson, a former MVP. I mean, all the questions around the Browns right now, it's like it makes sense to kind of just eliminate them right now as opposed to gravitate towards, okay, Jacoby Brissett. Is he going to be completely different than he has ever been in a National Football League? Is he really going to lead this team, this roster, into an advantageous situation before Deshaun Watson does return?
So I don't think so, Pritch. I would say no to that. I mean, Brissett, you know, I saw him up close in New England, a good backup. I remember the game when Tom Brady deflategate, Jimmy G was hurt. He played against Houston Texans. I think it was his first start. He played pretty well. They won that game. So this is a guy that if you need a spot start, I think you're pretty happy for him as a backup. But there are certain players, and Pritch, you know this, who are backups and certain players who are starters. Right. So to me, Brissett, he's a nice filler. But I think if you're banking on him to lead you and go 8-3 over this 11-game stretch with no Watson, I think it's a pretty tall task there. Now, do give the Browns a little bit of credit. They still have that good running game. You know, you're bringing Amari Cooper. Obviously, you have Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward. So you have some good players here in general. But a tough division. Watson won't be available for 11 games. To me, I'm looking at these other teams in the division thinking that, hey, that's going to be a big advantage to them. One other team that this benefits, Pritch, real quick, I'm going through the list of all the games Watson will miss. Mm-hmm. If you look at week 10, Sunday, November 13th, the Browns are going to the Miami Dolphins. I think that's a big chance there for the Dolphins to win that game. If Watson plays, maybe they lose that game. But remember, Miami's a team we were talking about all offseason, over 8.5 wins. It opened, minus 110. Now it's over 8.5, minus 130. 77% bets, 92% money. So to me, this is a benefit. If you look at the schedule, even like Atlanta, Pritch, what was their win total? 4.5?
Right.
Week 4, can Atlanta get that win? I mean, these are the things you got to consider now that we have the closure on the Watson suspension.
Yeah, remember how good the Saints defense was last year. I mean, playoff caliber. But yet when Jameis Winston got hurt, I mean, it kind of fell apart. They went on a 5-game losing streak. Quarterback is so key. It's certainly from a confidence standpoint, but a belief standpoint too. I mean, you have a sound defense, a good defense on paper out there in Cleveland, but if they're not believing in Brissett or if it's not going according to plan, then the wheels could fall off, right? I mean, I don't care how good your defense is going to be. So it's a hard bet for me to think and rely on Jacoby Brissett, even with a solid roster. They have offensive line issues with their center. They got two guys that are down right now that was supposed to step up and fill that position vacated by J.C. Treader right there.
Yeah, and that's important too. We're talking about Tom Brady losing some of his offensive linemen. Same thing here with the Cleveland Browns. And what was one of their strengths, Pritch? Running the ball. Mm-hmm. Well, Kareem Hunt wanted a trade. That's kind of an issue here. You know, it just seems to me the Browns are a team with a lot of issues. And, you know, where are the leaders guiding them through this? And obviously with Brissett, again, he has played in the NFL before, but you're asking a lot of him to turn this team around when obviously, you know, Watson won't be here. So this is going to be interesting, Pritch. You know, I want to see where the public goes with this. Right. Is it, hey, he's only out 11 games. He'll be back late in the year. They'll make a push. Do you believe in the Browns? Or is it, hey, 11 games, you know, it's too late by then. You're already behind the eight ball, and the Browns are a team that maybe you should bet against. I would say one thing too, Pritch, maybe an under team to look toward the Browns this year. They run the ball. They chew the clock. They play good defense. Brissett, we don't expect him to light it up and score 40 points a game. Mm-hmm. If there's a lot of heavy betting over in Browns games and maybe you see some reverse line movement, the total opens, you know, 47 falls to 45.5. I could see the Browns being a good under bet throughout the year when Watson's gone.
Yeah, we tracked that week one line to Carolina. I mean, Cleveland traded Baker to Carolina, and now they're a dog to Carolina and because of Baker. Baker's probably going to be named starting quarterback out there.
Yeah, and again, if hopefully he'll play unless the Patriots and the Panthers keep fighting each other, Pritch, and these guys get hurt. That's a whole other side note, but you are right. You know, at one point, I think it was -3, mm-hmm. -4 Cleveland. You're now -1 with Baker and the Panthers at home week one.
Yeah, a lot to get to on the program. Again, Randy Mueller, former executive of the year, is going to join the program in a little bit. It's time to get into BetMGM Sports Nevada, the premier sports betting app. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Just download the app today and stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID. Start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be at least 21 years old and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, it's 1-800-522-4700. Okay, let's explore most rushing yards and touchdowns. Yes, there's still running backs in the National Football League. We'll go over that coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddy as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard and Josh Applebaum on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The VSiN College Football Guide is out now, and our NFL Guide drops next week. Our experts provide profiles of every team with team trends, power ratings, and over-under recommendations. Plus, get best bets on season win totals, division finishes, and player awards. Remember, the only way to get access to this year's football betting guides is to become a VSiN all-access subscriber. Sign up on our discounted football special and get all access to everything we do from now until the Super Bowl for only $175, or save 50% off the monthly price with an annual subscription, and bet smarter all year long. Go to vsin.com/subscribe for all of your options and become part of the Sports Betting Network. Welcome back to the show. It's Betting Across America. Mike Pritchard, Josh Applebaum with you today. Josh, it is a perimeter game. In the National Football League. I joke around with a lot of friends about how in college football, when I was playing the wishbone and all that, and it was such a perimeter game. Now you look at the National Football League, RPOs, you got these spread offenses, the air raid and all this stuff. It's a perimeter game, and we forget about the trenches, even though teams are telling us they're building from the inside out, right? I mean, the Colts, they want to win a Super Bowl by building their team from the inside out through the trenches. So let's get to the trenches with these rushing props, most rushing yards. No surprise with Jonathan Taylor, right? Plus 375. By the way, the Colts are working on an extension for Quentin Nelson. They need to get that done. They will. Derrick Henry. This is interesting. Plus 600. Dalvin Cook right here at 10-1. Chubb at 10-1. We just talked about Cleveland. Elijah Mitchell, too, 16-1. Most rushing yards this year. Where are you going, Josh?
So first off, let's give these guys some credit, Pritch. This is one of the most punishing positions, and I think if you're a young ball player and you said, hey, you want to be running back or receiver, you probably pick receiver like you, Pritch. You can have a longer career, make more money, right, avoid more injuries. But again, we can cash awards with running backs just the same as we can with wide receivers or any other player. But this is going to be chalky, Pritch. I'm a huge Jonathan Taylor fan. I love this kid. I love what I've seen out of him. Another thing, if you just look at the numbers, there's a huge gap there between Taylor and everyone else. And obviously, we got to give Derrick Henry a lot of respect here. Guy's been fantastic, but you are getting older. You know, you lose a good wide receiver to take away some of the coverage from the running game, and you're coming off a big injury. And by the way, the Titans' win total is kind of juiced up under this year, expecting a little bit regression. So Henry, to me, is an injury risk, as great as he is. But when you see a big gap there, plus 375 Taylor, then Henry's there, then everyone else is 10-1 or worse, that tells me that there's a lot of respect here for Taylor to win this award. So you look at him last year, he leads the league 1,811 rushing yards. I mean, that's a huge year, Pritch. That's, you know, what is it, like 600 yards better than the second place player there, Nick Chubb, who, by the way, Chubb, you know, no Deshaun Watson. Your line is kind of struggling right now with some injuries. I love Chubb as well, but I'm not going to play him. You're 23 years old, 332 for 1,811, 5.5 touchdowns last year, or 5.5 yards per carry. I'm a big fan of this player. He got even better from his rookie year, where he was 232 for 1,169, a 5 rush per carry. You play in a dome, you play on, behind a really good offensive line, mm-hmm. and you bring in Matt Ryan now. So, Pritch, you know, how happy do you think Taylor is when, you know, Carson Wentz was behind center? Now you have Matt Ryan, more threat of a throwing type quarterback and less turnovers. I think that's a big advantage to Taylor. So I'll take the 375. I know it's deflated, but if you're looking for a flyer here, Pritch, I kind of like Javonte Williams in your neck of the woods there. Denver, he's 20-1. He's only 22 years old. His rookie year, he was really good, 203 for 903, 4.4 yards per carry. You're bringing in a real quarterback, obviously, now, and no offense, obviously, to Drew Locke and the stable of quarterbacks that have been failures in the post Peyton Manning era. You have the advantage with altitude. And I did hear something. Melvin Ingram leaked something out on Instagram or Twitter, but he said something like, they really want Williams to be the guy. Mm-hmm. So that told me that this team is high on him. He's a young player. He's 20-1. I think Taylor wins this award, but if I'm looking for a flyer, I like Javonte Williams 20-1.
Okay, questions for you. Jonathan Taylor, the year that he had, what, 1,800 yards? You mentioned it, 332 carries. It's like Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp won the triple crown at wide receiver. I mean, is he going to duplicate that again this year, Jonathan Taylor, or is he? Can you expect him to come back to the pack a little bit?
So I think he probably will come back to the pack a little bit, Pritch, just from the standpoint of you have an insane year. It's really hard to replicate such a fantastic year. But I think there are reasons to be optimistic. Again, the quarterback change, the good offensive line play, and then just what are the odds makers telling us? Like, if this was Taylor plus 375 and you had three other guys at, you know, plus 400, plus 500, like close bunched up together, then I'd say, okay, maybe there's another place to look toward this prop bet here. But the fact that he's such head and shoulders above everyone else and the next guy is Derrick Henry coming off a big injury. Maybe he rushes for 1,700, 1,600 yards this year. But maybe that's enough to win this award.
Okay, because I'm making a case for some guys a little bit further on the list, like Joe Mixon, 16-1. He was third overall. He had 1,200 rushing yards. And they've improved their offensive line, at least on paper, right? And it's like, okay, they're going to improve their offensive line. He had 1,200 yards last year. And if he increases that, I mean, or if at least Jonathan Taylor comes back to the pack, there's an opportunity right there. Again, Joe Mixon 16-1. And then I'm looking at the guy who was fourth last year. And a lot of excitement emanating from this organization right now. It's Najee Harris. He had 307 rushes for 1,200 yards too, Josh. And I think they're improved offensively too, at least for weapons. We'll see about their offensive line. And he's got those young legs too, right? So what about, I mean, not much of a flyer. I think Williams is a flyer at 20-1. But solid bets right there, maybe for Najee Harris at 16-1, Joe Mixon at 16-1 as well.
I like those two numbers, Pritch. I think there's a lot of value on those players as well. You look at Mixon, obviously you have a great passing game here with Burrow and your three-headed monster there, wide receiver. So you got to respect the passing game. You know, do you fill up the box and then open up the throwing the ball and, you know, get torched there through the air? Probably not. So I think with that, the other thing I'm looking at, Pritch, is like, are you a balanced offense or can they key on you? Right. To me, I think that's an advantage if they can't key on you. So Mixon makes a lot of sense. He catches a lot of balls out of the backfield as well. So I don't that'll take away from some of these opportunities. That's something to consider here. But another player that I'll throw at you too, Elijah Mitchell. Mm-hmm. He's 16-1 as well. You know, same number there. You know, if we're going to see this, you know, triple, you know, three-headed monster in the backfield with San Fran, with Lance and with Debo and Elijah Mitchell, I mean, I don't know if they'll have enough carries and opportunities to have the most rushing yards, but I think that could be one of the best rushing offenses under Shanahan. That's a guy who had a really good rookie year and looks like the sky's the limit for.
Okay, how about rushing touchdowns? Because Taylor leads the way again with his odds plus 500 right here, Josh. coming up. Derrick Henry plus 600 as well. Derrick Henry with, you know, abbreviated season that he had last year too. So Nick Chubb, 10-1, most rushing touchdowns. Mixon, there he goes. I'm looking at Dalvin Cook, 11-1. Dalvin Cook, I believe, had seven rushing touchdowns last year. Maybe I'm trying to give him a couple. I don't know. But as a team, though, the Vikings only had 10 rushing touchdowns. They have an improved, I guess, rushing attack from a design standpoint with that wide zone scheme. Better coaching, perhaps, too. Maybe the offensive line. Dalvin Cook at 11-1 looks intriguing to me. Most rushing touchdowns this year.
Yeah, that could be intriguing as well, Pritch. You play in the dome. Obviously, you have Jefferson to take a little bit of pressure off you. That could make a lot of sense. I'll throw this at you and just in terms of a little bit of a homer play, which I don't always love to do, but Damian Harris is 25-1. Damian Harris, believe it or not, was tied for the second most touchdowns last year with 15. He's going into a contract year, I believe. I don't know if he's a free agent either this year or next year, but I'm worried that they'll split it, you know, Ramondre Stevenson and Damian Harris. But Harris is a guy that in the red zone, he gets a lot of those carries. And I know you're worried anytime like you're playing fantasy or looking at, you know, particular awards where Belichick will not give the same guy, you know, the most attempts there in the red zone. But Harris, that's kind of been his calling card. So Harris, to me, 25-1, will he win it? Probably not. But can he be top two or top three? I just think the value of that number is there. And then a couple of these other guys, Pritch. Henry, I'd rather bet this award than the total yards award, because you look at Henry last year, I think he only played, what, 10 games or 8 games, and he had 10 touchdowns. What if they kind of pace him a little bit and maybe you don't get, you know, 30 carries a game, maybe you get 20 or 15, but you really, really, you know, hold him back and let him run when you're in the red zone and when you're on the goal line. That could make some sense to me as well. But a lot of good numbers on the board here, Pritch, but just Damian Harris, 20-25-1. That could be worthwhile.
Yeah, Stevenson's getting some love, though, from Belichick, Vegas kid, by the way. And then Harris, I mean, a solid play, 25-1. Dalvin Cook, 11-1. I just think O'Connell's there for a reason. They have to improve the rushing attack, the rushing game to help out Kirk Cousins and those weapons. But I think the scheme could help Dalvin Cook. He had 6 rushing touchdowns last year, Josh. That's just not going to cut it as a premium player in this league. And as a team, you only have 10 rushing touchdowns. Maybe a point of emphasis, sense of urgency developing out there in Minnesota with the rushing attack in the red zone.
I think so. And obviously O'Connell, you know, former quarterback, he's going to want to have, you know, a two-dimensional offense here, not one-dimensional and just be so pass heavy.
Right.
You worry about Dalvin Cook always with the injuries. That's one thing to keep an eye out for. And I'll just say, Pritch, what you're hearing in training camp with the Patriots is they got to replace James White, that third down pass catching back. And it sounds like Stevenson could take that role. He's got pretty good hands. He caught a bunch of passes at Oklahoma. If he's more your third down guy and Harris is your, you know, red zone guy, maybe that's a benefit here and little things to think about when you're betting these awards.
So is Patricia back in good graces with you now? Because you're looking at Damon Harris in that offense.
Yeah, the house was on fire, Pritch. Now it's just like little brush fire. It's just getting a little bit better, maybe.
Okay, you're softening up on Patricia / Judge, coordinating that offense and calling the plays offensively for your New England Patriots. Okay, stay tuned for this. Randy Mueller, former executive of the year, joins the program. He was at joint practices with the Saints and the Packers. All things NFL coming up next right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard and Josh Applebaum on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This segment of Betting Across America is presented by Zen Nicotine Pouches. Zen Nicotine Pouches are a fresher, simpler way to enjoy nicotine and has helped millions of people achieve lasting change by offering smoke-free and spit-free satisfaction. Zen understands there isn't one right time to make a change. Everyone's timeline is a little different. Everyone is on their own journey. So whenever you feel like you're ready to take that first step toward change, Zen will be there for you. Check out Zen Nicotine Pouches at Zen.com. That's ZYN.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Welcome back to the show. It's Betting Across America, presented by BetMGM. Mike Pritchard, Josh Applebaum with you. We are efforting Randy Mueller here on the program. We'll get to him shortly, Josh. But I know the big news with Deshaun Watson, you know, we were curious about win totals. I saw one book, juiced to the under, minus 160. It's kind of settling in, though, a little bit. The more I think about it, the distraction's over for Cleveland, but yet the challenges still remain with Brissett there at quarterback.
Yeah, and again, I think this is a really important opportunity to shop around because you're right, Pritch. I saw, you know, 8.5 under, what was it, minus 135 at DraftKings, 8.5 under, minus 145 at BetMGM. No matter your perception of will this team go over or under this number, shop around because the whole point as bettors, it's not just picking the right side, it's getting the best number. So if you like that under, try to find a minus 135 under, not a minus 160. If you flip it and think, hey, Brissett will tread water, you know, obviously Watson will come back there after that 11-game suspension is back. You like the over 8.5, you're going to probably get a little bit of plus money there. Also, Pritch, you know, we have a few weeks here still until the regular season starts. Let's see what the betting market does. Is there going to be a massive amount of betting on this under that maybe drops it down to 8 and you can buy low right before the season, take the over 8? Also, what if they start off really poorly, 1-4, 1-5, the adjusted win total is down to, I don't know, 6.5, something like that. To me, if you have, if you feel like you have a good position or a good edge, then I would fire on that right now. Like, to me, I feel like the play is the under, so I hit the under. But if you don't have a play, monitor it, see how it develops, Pritch. I don't want to bring up some bad memories here, but Colorado and college football, Pritch, what were they? 3.5 minus 190. I think some books are down to 3. So you do tend to see some of these books drop a full half game once the betting market takes over.
Okay, let's bring in our guest here, Randy Mueller, on the program. Longtime NFL executive and GM. In fact, he won NFL Executive of the Year in the year 2000 with the Saints. Randy Mueller, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks for having me back. It's good to be with you.
Great to have you again. You knocked it out the park with the draft, so we're certainly looking forward to your thoughts here. Deshaun Watson, I mean, Cleveland, what do they do? I mean, do they stick with Brissett, or do they kind of entertain bringing in a quarterback knowing that at some point during the season you are going to have Deshaun Watson available?
I think they kind of made that decision when they signed Jacoby Brissett, Mike. I think he was brought in after the fact, after they had signed Deshaun, and they kind of anticipated Deshaun not being there when the season started. So I actually think they have a comfort level with Brissett. I don't know whether that's right or wrong. I think there's mixed bag when you talk about Jacoby Brissett as a starter, especially for 11 games. So time will tell. I can tell you this, they'll be shaking the trees to see what else is out there, no matter what. I think that the first few games are going to be crucial. Obviously, we know they brought in another guy, Josh Rosen, a couple weeks ago. I think, day by day, going to be week by week with them to sort things out. The Deshaun Watson thing should not have come as a surprise to anybody, and least of all the decision makers and the personnel people in Cleveland.
Randy, thanks so much for joining us today. And you are one of my favorite people because you made us a lot of money in the draft, as Pritch said, when you were high on Kenny Pickett and you were talking Trayvon Walker before anyone else was talking about him. I know at the time it was Hutchinson. So thank you for that, by the way, from the VSiN audience and all the bettors that cash because of your expertise. But talk to me about the two teams that you've been watching these joint practices with, both the Packers and the Saints. What have you seen from these teams? The win totals are 10.5 right now for Green Bay, 8.5 for New Orleans. Any leans on these teams? Will the Packers win 11 or more? And what are you expecting out of the Saints this year?
Well, I'll tell you what, these joint practices have become the vogue thing for NFL teams. And in talking to decision makers with both, like you said, I was able to watch practice for 2 days. They would almost prefer these over preseason games. I think they can get more out of them. They can script more things. They can work on more situations. So these are becoming the kind of the new thing. After watching these guys for 2 days, and we all heard Aaron Rodgers came out with, I'm sure Pritch loved that, a scathing review of his own receivers, right? I think that was probably as nice as he could have put it, having watched it myself. They got chewed up by the Saints defense, I'll be honest with you. I think the Saints we know are going to be good on defense. They have veterans sprinkled at all levels, whether it's Cameron as an end, Davenport as an end, DeMario Davis at linebacker. But, you know, they have corners as well with, you know, Marcus Lattimore and those kind of guys. And now they added the Honey Badger. So they're very veteran on defense. And it showed in the 2 days that I saw. The Saints are I think, going to be a really good defense, a top 10 type defense. The Saints' whole question really for me is Jameis Winston and where he comes in at. They've got Michael Thomas back. They've got some of their weapons back on the perimeter. But, you know, Jameis, his whole career has been documented. But this 2 days that I saw were really a microcosm of it. He didn't work 1 day because of a foot. He worked the second day, kind of mixed bag. So I think it comes down to him when you're talking about how the Saints are going to do. I think they didn't take a big drop-off if you're not believing that Winston's going to be there for 17 games. The fall off to Andy Dalton is a little bit of a fall off for me. So that's probably why the The number is 8.5 for them. But more alarming than that to me was the fact that I think the Packers that we see this year are going to be different than we've seen in the past. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is still there, and there's no taking away his skill set and what he is. But they are going to struggle on offense with regard to being wide open and spread out. I think they're going to become a team this year that is having to really lean on their defense and their running game as much as anything. The two runners are big boys. They're good backs. Obviously, A.J. Dillon is going to be 240 pounds in the fourth quarter, just like he was in the first quarter, and they're going to have to wear people down. But until those receivers develop, and I don't know when that's going to happen, even their frontline guys of Alan Lazard and Sammy Watkins and Randall Cobb, those guys aren't going to put fear in anybody. There's nobody in that group that's going to run by you. So they're going to defend you different, and that means they're going to probably force you to run the ball. They're going to add an extra guy in the box. I'm not sure how the Packers' offense is going to be. So I'm kind of leaning. I know their division is not very good, but 10.5 seems like a lot, and that sounds crazy with an Aaron Rodgers quarterback team. But from what I saw these first 2 days, they're going to be a work in progress and have to lean on the defense.
We're getting great intel right now from Randy Mueller, NFL Executive of the Year and Year 2000 GM, a longtime GM as well as NFL Executive in the National Football League. Again, you can follow Randy Mueller on Twitter at Randy Mueller. You can also listen to his pod, Football GM Pod, from The Athletic. So, Randy, I like the Saints too. I've been talking all summer about the Saints. Because of that defense, I think they have a playoff caliber defense. I know you know the Saints well, that roster, and you're in the projection business. I mean, Jameis, I know that he's battling back, but he was 5-2 when he got hurt last year. I'm just thinking with his leadership and his ability, this team could really surprise a lot of people this year.
I don't disagree at all. I just worry a little bit about Jameis playing 17 games, that's all. Just the consistency level over the long haul makes me a little nervous. And like I said, I think there's a drop-off when Andy Dalton plays. It's not the same physical ability to throw the ball all around the field. So I worry about that, but I'm with you. If Jameis is healthy, if you tell me Jameis is going to play 15 out of 17 games, I think the Saints are going to win 10 games. That's just the way I feel. I'm with you. Their defense was really good, and I'm glad I got to see it with my own eyes because I think they're going to get after people. The other thing is their special teams kind of dominated the Packers in these 2 days. I thought the special teams of the Packers, although they've just hired Rich Bisacci, the former Raider coach, to come kind of make right their special teams that weren't very good last year, that is a work in progress as well. So I think the Saints are further along in regard to that, and it showed in the team's work in these 2 days that I watched practice.
Randy, last one for you, and again, thank you so much for all the great intel today. But I got to ask, what's up with Tom Brady? I'm getting worried. I'm a New England guy. Obviously, he left and went to Tampa, but he's away from the team. They're not saying when he's going to come back. Is this just he's old, he doesn't need training camp, or what's the deal? What are you hearing about Brady?
Well, I have not heard anything, and that really makes me leery because I think I would be concerned at some point. I know how important this is to Tom. He doesn't get out of things. He wants to be there with his guys. He's an attention to detail guy. That is missing. I don't know, have any intel as to what it is, but I'm hoping he can get back soon because if it goes on much longer, there will be a period of adjustment for sure. Yeah, I just think it's one of those that I don't know that any of us have any answers because there seems to be nothing that's leaked out about it. So I think Tom Brady will be right, and we all know he doesn't need to necessarily practice to be sharp, but I think all the other change that we've had in Tampa, new coach, new this, new that, I think Tom would like to be a part of that. So it's getting to the point where it's a little concerning for sure.
Yeah, strange situation. Randy Mueller, NFL Executive of the Year in the Year 2000. Cannot thank you enough for your time on the show again today. I appreciate it a lot.
Anytime, guys. I enjoy it.
Awesome. Awesome. There he goes, Ralph. Randy Mueller. Again, follow him on Twitter. Josh, everybody out there, Randy Mueller on Twitter, M-U-E-L-L-E-R. It's just a wealth of information. I was going to ask him about the quarterback situation in Seattle. Only two quarterbacks in the preseason game. What are they going to do? I didn't have enough time for that, but I'll ask you that question and where are your bets going? All that and more coming up next right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cameron Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
This is Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard and Josh Applebaum on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Got a great offer from BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Sign up now using bonus code VSiN1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. BetMGM state-of-the-art app offers a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, daily boosted odds specials, and much more. Just download the app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code VSiN1000 to make your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be at least 21 years old to wager. It's a new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, it's 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offers not available in Nevada or New York. Welcome back to the show. It's Betting Across America presented by BetMGM. Mike Pritchard, Josh Applebaum with you today. And Josh, it's time for our best bets. Baseball, right? Another over coming through there. And then certainly, I'm trying to remember the side that you're on that you're excited about. What was it? Why don't you tell us? The one that you hit.
From last night, Rich?
It's all over social media.
Oh, Scherzer, that one was a big one. Yes. Yeah, that we got there. The big man for you, myself, and Adam Burke. But Pritch, that was not easy because that they had a lead. They coughed it up. The Braves right. came back. 9-7 win. I was sweating that thing to the bitter end. But yeah, the big guy Scherzer. And now the what do you call him, Pitch? The pitching god.
Yes.
DeGrom tonight.
DeGrom to God.
I'm excited for that one too.
Yeah, absolutely. He is. I mean, he's phenomenal coming back from injury. And what he's able to do still on the mound. Okay, let's get to best bets in terms of the National Football League. Just one preseason game. I think it's a unique situation. You got Chicago kind of griping about the travel and the starters aren't going to play that long. You got Seattle looking for a quarterback, but one of their quarterbacks that they're looking for to start this year is not available because of COVID. So you have Geno Smith, who do you want to risk it for him playing an entire half in a meaningless preseason game, but you might have to because you only have two quarterbacks, Easton being the other quarterback. And is he ready to go at this point during training camp?
Yeah, there's a lot of variables at play here, Pritch. So, you know, we'll get to my best bet here, but just from, you know, kind of the standpoint of the spread, Seattle did open at some shops like -3.5. They got all the way up to like -5, but on the news that Locke got COVID and won't be able to play, it's back down to 3.5. And you see some shops that are +3.5, little -115 here toward Chicago. So it's coming back a little bit toward Chicago. To me, I don't see much value in terms of the spread here, Pritch. But I like the under tonight. Now, number one, let's go back and remember what happened in week one of the NFL preseason. Overs, 14-3.
Right.
That's something that was obviously shocking to everybody because typically you see unders do well in the preseason. Well, I think the obvious play is, hey, something's cashing, you know, 85% of the time. You might as well take the over tonight. But I think that would be a dangerous situation. Who knows? It may fly over. It may not matter at all. But the odds makers adjusted these numbers quite a bit. You know, if you look at the average total in week one preseason, it was like 35. This one opened 39. You know, some shops even got to like 41. You've seen a steady dose of under money come in, though. 41.5, now 40.5, 40. Now they're 39.5, 39. So a lot of this late game day movement is coming toward the under. If you look at some of the bet splits here using our VSiN.com splits page, from DraftKings, 55% bets on the under, but 70% of the money on the under. So to me, this is a play to kind of zig when everyone else is zagging. Mm-hmm. Overs are the hot thing right now. I'm going to go the other way, take the under. And just what you said, Pritch, you have no locks, so you're down a quarterback. You probably don't want to play Geno Smith that much, so you're probably going to see a lot of Jacob Eason, as you had mentioned. Kenneth Walker III, he can't play. That's another good running back. But the importance of information-based bets, because you mentioned this, but Eberflus, he told the Chicago Sun-Times, quote, "It's a short week. We're not going to put stress on the players' bodies." So what is he saying? A lot of your starters may not play that much, may play 5-10 snaps. You're going to see a lot of backups here. I think you're going to chew the clock, Pritch. You're going to play it a little safe. It's a short week. I think this bodes well to kind of bet against this insane start to the overs. Let's go under. I got the under 39.5 tonight.
Okay, Trevor Siemian is a backup quarterback out there in Chicago. Probably a different offense with him on the field than Justin Fields type, right? But you got a number of players with Chicago vying for a spot, a roster spot. So even though they're young, they still could get opportunities from the coaching staff. And that's what you're going to see from Seattle too, a competitive situation from younger players. And you got Geno. You probably will run the ball with Geno. But when Easton comes in there, though, do you give him an opportunity to kind of showcase what he's capable of with those younger players? In other words, do you have an aggressive type of game plan? That's what I mentioned. Is he ready for that? I haven't seen any information about that yet, Josh. I'm searching for it. But I think there's a battle at the number three running back position for Seattle, and a lot of positions for both rosters are up for grabs right now.
They really are. And remember last year, Pritch, you and I, we've been doing a show for over a year now at this point. When that Carson Wentz news came out that he was hurt, a lot of the odds makers had Easton as the favorite along with Ellinger to take over if he couldn't play. So this is a quarterback that, you know, obviously some teams have seen some upside in. Now he's with Seattle. Will he, you know, obviously want to play well and lock down that number three spot? I just think, to me, I like the late movement back to the under. And anytime this is something that, you know, I've kind of picked up quite a few years ago, but it's always held true. Is it going to cash every time? No. But if you have something happening all the time, like the overs went so great in week one, I want to look at these unders now. Same thing we get to the NFL season, Pritch. Like if favorites go 15-1 ATS across the week, you're going to probably look towards some dogs the next week. There's always regression right around the corner. And the biggest thing to me is the odds makers, they took a hit. There's no doubt about it. They lost quite a bit of money on the public hammering those week one overs. Well, they said, hey, we're not in the business of losing money all the time. Public had their day here. Let's jack up this line, you know, 5 points higher than week one. And the fact that it's starting to fall here on game day, here's a little test case. Keep an eye on this line. If you see it get to 38.5, 38, let's get some late movement to the under. That would make me even more confident. But 39.5 to the under, that's my play tonight.
All right, let's get to baseball. Continuing best bets here. You sent this over, Josh, the Jays and the Yankees. So you're looking at this matchup. Where are you going? Which team do you like here?
So I'm going Yankees, but I must admit, Donaldson, he crushed me last night, Pritch. He killed me. I was on Tampa Bay. They had a 4-0 lead, yes. Then a 7-4 lead. Donaldson, walk-off grand slam. So I kind of have PTSD from that last night. But I'm going Yankees here tonight, Pritch. I like this line move in their favor. They're at home against Toronto. Frankie Montas against Jose Berríos. Berríos has really struggled. Two starts in the month of August. He has an ERA of like 15. Montas, who they acquired from Oakland, he's been pretty good. He came off a 3-2 win over the Red Sox his last time out. But the Yankees open minus 135. They're only up to minus 155. A lot of money has been coming here on the Yankees. It's a team that obviously was really struggling before last night, 2-11, their last 13. I'm wondering, Pritch, does that grand slam by Donaldson get this team going? Does it flip kind of that bad karma and bad juju they had going? I think there could be some momentum carried over to today. The line is steaming in favor of New York. They're 8-4 head-to-head against Toronto. Give me the Yankees tonight.
All right. And then you don't overthink this one, I don't believe, Josh. New York and Atlanta, right? DeGrom, I called him a god on the mound. Frito over there. Look at the price on this. Minus 124 for the Mets. Braves are plus 114. Seven is a total over under minus 110 either way.
I'm going to go Mets here, Pritch. Yeah, I'm not going to overthink it too much. And, you know, on the one hand, it's like, you know, hey, you're getting Jacob DeGrom at minus 125, minus 130. How do you pass that up? So I'm a little worried that it seems too good to be true. But also, you got to give respect to Atlanta. It's not like they're pitching a scrub for the Braves tonight. I mean, Freed's really good, 10-4, 2.60 ERA. So it seems at first glance, wow, that number's too low on the Mets. But again, two really good teams. If the Mets win this, they can split this four-game set here. I'll go with the line move. The line move is going to DeGrom. This line dropped, Mets minus 120. So now we're showing minus 124. I see a bunch of books closer to minus 130 right now. You'd have some good correlative betting with a move toward a favorite and a little bit liability to the under. It's seven, as you mentioned. I do see one book that's seven under minus 115. So you have favorite correlative betting with an under there and a low bet game. The Mets are 9-6 head-to-head. And if you look back, DeGrom on the 7th of August, he led the Mets to a 5-2 win over Atlanta. He went 5.2 innings, 2 runs, 12 Ks. Our buddy Adam Burke kind of told us about Atlanta. They're swing and miss and a lot of strikeouts. Well, this is one of the best strikeout pitchers in baseball. So I'm going to go the Mets here, Pritch. You're really never going to get DeGrom minus 125. I think the play is the Mets. I'm sweating DeGrom.
Yeah, I mean, DeGrom, he went, what, 6 innings against Philly? And then you're looking at, you know, 5 into the 5th inning. Last time he went deep into a game, seriously, you got to go back a while, Josh. So, you know, if this game's going to turn into that situation, because Freed's dealing too, now you're talking about the back end. And so what we saw last night, I mean, the back end of things with the Braves and the Mets, could that help you out too if you're still considering this bet?
I think so, just on the point of Edwin Diaz didn't pitch last night. I believe he did not pitch last night because, again, they had a big lead and he actually almost coughed it up. He might have pitched. So, again, if you get him out there early, will he be available? That's something to keep an eye out for. Pritch, I know we're up against it. Let's go to ground, make it easy. But I got to tell you this, WNBA, we got a winner last night. Huge over there with the Liberty. So the over, give me death. I survived, Pritch. Let's get another winner. Give me the Sun over tonight. This is Sun in wings. It opened 163. It's up to 163.5. Could go to 164. That oversteam in the playoffs. Cash last night, you see it rise at least a point, 71% since 2014 in the playoffs. Two of your top offensive efficiency teams, 75% bets, but almost 90% of money on the over. I want some points tonight. Let's go Wing Sun over, Pritch.
All right. The man has the devices to watch all of this too, WNBA, Major League Baseball, and NFL. So good luck with your plays, Josh.
You too, Pritch. Have a great night.
You too. You do the same. Come up next, The Edge, right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.